Hello, this is Frankly Speaking, an informational exchange of problems and issues of relevance to people everywhere. Today's program addresses the subject of crime and shoplifting in the suburbs. I'm Stephanie Hopkins for George Mason University. To elaborate on my subject, my panelists are Sergeant Glenn Lovelace from the Fairfax County Police Department, Chuck Cavan, a member of the Retail Bureau of the Board of Trade and Security Manager of the Washington, D.C. Division of Safeway Stores Incorporated, and Ron Ward, Assistant Manager for Dart Drug in Fairfax, who has previously been with security. What is shoplifting?
Well, shoplifting, it's an act of theft. It's taking the property of one person from another person that does not belong to the person taking it.
Why is this particular time of the year a prime time for people actually going into stores and taking things that don't belong to them?
Christmas. That's your biggest problem right there. It's Christmas time. A lot of people don't have money, and they feel that the best way to solve that problem is just to steal.
There are people that have money, though.
And they still steal.
Either physically on their person, or either they have a credit card in their possession that they could charge it to, but yet they still steal. What is the theory there?
I think another reason may be is that you generally have a larger number of shoppers during the holiday season, in which case there is an illusion of security for the potential shoplifter. His actions are concealed more by other people around him, although some of those people perhaps could be security people that he's not aware of.
Doesn't the person appear to be more aware that during this particular season that stores as well as the police department are geared up to handle this sort of thing? So therefore, there would be more of a problem possibly in trying to pull it off, quote.
But also everyone is busier. Everyone is more preoccupied and therefore has, for example, employees in the store would have less time actually to watch potential shoplifters because they're preoccupied with customers.
Is there an increase in the employment area, particularly in security, normally during this time of the year?
Yes, it is definite. We try to increase a great deal because we know that this is our busiest season, but it's still the shoplifters, it's a challenge to them. A lot of the young kids do it because they want to see if they can get away with it. And if they're not caught, then they're going to continue it until the problem is solved.
What does this do to the overhead in the store?
A recent survey made by many companies in the greater Washington area has disclosed that for the adult citizens in our area are paying a minimum of $300 a month for each member of their family, extra what they should be, in order to help pay for the cost of a shoplifter and also the extra cost for security coverage in a store. So an average family of four, that would indicate possibly $1,200 a year more that they'd be paying.
We're not only talking about shoplifting during this time of the year. There are two other major areas that particularly the Board of Trade has been stressing, and that's bad check writing in addition to credit card fraud. Now, could somebody explain what credit card fraud is to me?
The unlawful use of any credit card as defined by, for example, Virginia State Code. If you use a stolen credit card and you sign the name of the actual person who owns the credit card, even though you're not that person, that's fraudulent use of the credit card. And the one thing I would like to point out with regard to that, almost every crime that I can think of in the state of Virginia that pertains to credit cards is a felony, which is punishable by a term in the penitentiary rather than just a jail term or a fine.
Does that include a wife using her husband's credit card?
In order to prosecute the offense, one of the prime ingredients, you have to show the intent to use it fraudulently. If a wife uses her husband's credit card with thinking that she is properly using it when in fact she may not be, you would have a real problem as far as prosecution is concerned. If you can show the intent in prosecution, you've got a case. If you cannot show the intent, you've got a problem.
How do people obtain fraudulent credit cards?
Hot cards that people will go out and sell to other people because they know they're stolen. People breaking into other people's homes and stealing them.
Purse snatching is a crime that's also on the increase, and that's an easy way of obtaining stolen credit cards, as well as burglaries. Burglaries, quite often, people lose their credit cards. With regard to shoplifting in Fairfax County, from the period of 1975 to 1979, we have shown a 64% increase in the offense of shoplifting. Now, these are cases that are documented that have been reported to the police. That is not counting the many that have not been reported for one reason or another, but whether it be because they weren't detected or whether some other means were, some other process was undergone.
In the greater Washington area for the past 10 or 12 month period, credit cards have been misused up to $5 million, a loss to credit card companies.
So who absorbs this loss?
Ultimately, it all goes back to the consumer and our entire society. Every time a crime is committed, our entire society pays for it. It's not an individual loss. It's a collective loss.
A lot of people don't realize it. They realize it, but yet they don't want to realize it. When they come into a store like Safeway or Dart Drug or any other department store or whatever, they see these prices and they're used to buying something at a certain price. And all of a sudden they come in one day and that price has gone up 10 or 15 cents. And I'm the type of person, I try explaining to people why things are like this. And the biggest reason is shoplifting.
Is shoplifting incomprehensible for a parent who might be making $45,000, $50,000, $60,000 and their 14, 15-year-old has gone out and stolen an item that might be $7 or $8, and they might get $20 a week for an allowance? I
mean, yes.
How do parents deal with this normally?
It normally comes to them as a shock. They can't understand. First of all, there's disbelief in many cases. They're telephoned by the security personnel at the store, and they refuse to believe that their child was involved in this particular kind of offense. When they're confronted with some additional evidence, such as the name, physical description, etc., plus the fact that they have to appear at the store and take charge of their child, then their disbelief often turns to anger. Sometimes that anger is directed at the store employees. Sometimes it's directed at the child. But if it's directed at the child, sometimes it comes too late. Parents need to be more aware of the potential that most any child could get involved in an act like that, particularly shoplifting, because that is strictly a crime of opportunity.
The Board of Trade has a major campaign going on right now. Would you care to tell us something about it, Mr. Cavan?
For approximately the past 10 years, the Board of Trade has sponsored an anti-shoplifting campaign. Of course, the Retail Bureau is made up by many retail organizations in the area. Well, this year, this campaign has been broadened to include, as we've already brought out, the fraudulent use of credit cards and also bad checks. So that makes three areas now: the anti-shoplifting, then plus the bad checks and credit cards. And the aim of the Board of Trade in this is to pursue a strong education program to try to prevent a person from being dishonest. And again, it's primarily to prevent the basically honest person, to keep that person honest, to prevent them from doing something wrong. So this program is being actively carried out through programs such as this, the news media, the newspapers, radio, television. And I might like to add, all of this time is being donated by such programs as this, which we're grateful for.
You're talking about educating the public. Are they really educated to the fact that shoplifting is a crime? They don't consider it as something that might go on their record or something that they might be fingerprinted for or considered an actual thief. Thief to them is someone who goes in and robs someone's home or or knocks someone in the head and steals their purse.
Well, it's a matter of definition, really, as to what is a criminal. Is a criminal only someone who kills people, or is a criminal someone who steals things from people? A shoplifter, as far as the police are concerned, is a criminal. And let me tell you, if you're apprehended in the state of Virginia for shoplifting, you will be treated as a criminal, I guarantee you. Because you will be, first of all, detained by store security personnel. They, in turn, will call the police, who will then respond. The police will take custody of you, and you will be taken to the nearest police district station, where you will be fingerprinted and you will be photographed. You will be taken before a special magistrate who will fix bond, and in the event that you cannot post that bond, you will be put behind bars until you're able to make that bond or until your court date. So it's quite a shocking process for a number of people in Virginia who are apprehended for shoplifting. If you're under the age of 18, you will not be fingerprinted or photographed, but you will undergo the process in terms of coming to the attention of the police, etc., and you'll be turned over to your parents.
Stephanie, along that line, during this campaign, many members of the Retail Bureau, such as Safeway, Dart, and other firms, will be speaking before school groups, private organizations, and again, trying to educate parents and children that shoplifting is a crime, as well as bad checks and the misuse of credit cards.
Could you give a telephone number that someone might call if they're interested possibly in having a speaker to come out to their school or organization?
Yes. If anyone would call the Board of Trade, Washington, D.C., and the telephone number is 857-5980.
That number is 857-5980 for the Board of Trade. And that's in case you're interested in someone coming out and possibly speaking.
Yes.
In reference to the shoplifting campaign, which also includes bad check writing and credit card fraud.
The Fairfax County Police also have a campaign going in that specific area. And we will be glad to furnish our police community relations officers for that purpose, to speak to any interested groups in order to arrange that. If anyone who is interested will contact me at 691-3017, I would be more than happy to make further arrangements with them.
Okay, the number for Sergeant Lovelace is 691-3017. That's Fairfax County Police Department.
You know, the one area that we have not really talked very much about here is the misuse of personal checks. During 1980, insufficient funds checks, closed account checks, stolen forged checks, has increased to a large degree, and there many of them are being cashed by people. I guess they're like the maybe beginning shoplifters. They cash them on impulse, particularly the insufficient funds checks. Be the impulse buyer, or maybe they're wanting something. They have not saved their money up, and they think that they'll be able to write a check and make the check good before it bounces.
But you'll get some that will just come in, put $100 in a checking account, and write $400 or $500 worth of merchandise off that account,
knowingly that they don't have.
That's
the money.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that are really hurting us.
That person will place the $100 in the checking account and then cash checks in many stores in the area, then they'll leave the area.
You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public affairs program produced by George Mason University. I'm Stephanie Hopkins for the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.
90% of the shoplifting is done by a housewife. If they see it and they want it, they take it, regardless if they have the money for it or not. Perfumes, fingernail polish, a lot of appliances. And you'll see women that'll come in there in huge coats, just load themselves up and walk out the door. It's a crime. They're called a thief. It's illegal. A 25-cent candy bar or whatever it might be, that's going to cause that particular item to go up. The public should be more aware of the crimes that are surrounding you. Stop turning your head. It's money coming out of our pockets.